Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this magnificent book we call the Word of God. I'm so grateful for this book and the great and awesome principles and laws and so forth that it laid down for us and showed us who we are and what we can do. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this book. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless this book as it goes out today to everybody that hears this as we come, I think, to the finish of Daniel chapter 3. And I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, this last few days, we've been talking about chapter 3 of the book of Daniel. And I've titled this teaching on these particular days that we've talked about Daniel chapter 3. It's what great faith can do and how great faith is what moves the hand of God. Because these three young men had been moved over here into Babylon, taken into captivity, and had become rulers in the kingdom. Now then, that just goes to show you, if you're in obedience to God's word, you can even be in captivity by a foreign country and still be used in a mighty way. Well, that's what these three young men had done, but they refused to serve these other gods. And, of course, they were threatened to be thrown into the fiery furnace if they would not bow down and worship this big golden image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and this thing was 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide. It was a great big golden image. And he was clear. He said, if you will not bow down and worship my image, he said, then I will throw you into the fiery furnace, and I'll heat the furnace 7 times hotter than I've ever heated it. Now then, like I've said to many a Christian today, in the world you and I live in today, we're told we can't teach the Word of God in school. We're told we can't speak about Jesus in school. We try to tell our children that you can't talk about Jesus. Don't talk about Jesus. You might offend somebody. Well, let me tell you, the world needs to be offended. I mean, Jesus come and he spoke the word, and I'm telling you, there was a lot of people that were offended. In fact, they even took him and killed him because he told them the truth and what their sins were doing. Well, let me tell you, if you get out there and start telling the truth, there's some of them going to come against you too. But get used to it. It's a battle we're in between God and the devil. The battle is raging, and it's going to rage all the way through until the Lord throws that devil into the lake of fire. So just get used to it. You're in a war, and that war is raging. And that devil is out there today. I mean, he's trying to do everything he can to get people to not talk about Jesus. Now, he don't care. I mean, you can be a pervert. You can be a sinner. You can be anything you want to be. You can do anything you want to, and people don't have a problem with people being those things. But if you're a Christian and you want to talk about Jesus, people are offended. Well, let me tell you, I know what they're talking about. But let me tell you, if you want God to do some mighty things for you, believe him. Stand on his word. Don't be ashamed of the king. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. So be aware that there's a battle raging for the souls of men. And that devil of hell is going to carry many a human being into the pit of hell. But let me tell you, when you stand firm, you'll get to see what the mighty God of the universe can do. Now, these three young men in Daniel chapter 3, they stood. Their confession was that the God we serve is well able, and he will deliver us through that fiery furnace. And it doesn't make any difference what you do, King, whether you throw us in that furnace or not. The God we serve, he is able and he will deliver us through that fire. So we're not afraid of you. Another way to look at this is, hey, if you don't have the faith to be delivered through the fire, at least when you get thrown in that thing, if you are a Christian, you're going to get to go home to be with Jesus. And your trials and tribulations on this earth are over. Paul understood that when they said they was going to cut his head off. I mean, they said, if you go to Jerusalem, you're going to be killed. He said, no. To live is Christ and to die is gain. Paul had no fear. No fear whatsoever. So that's where you and I got to get to. We got to get to that point. But after Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood strong and they throw them in the furnace, and the men that threw them in the furnace were killed. And then Nebuchadnezzar looked in there, and he saw not only three men walking around in the fire that were loosed. Now, they had thrown these three men in there bound. They had tied them up with ropes so they couldn't get loosed, and they throwed them in there, and this fire burned the ropes off of them. It loosed them, and these men, they were walking around in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. I wonder how he knew what the Son of God looked like. But anyway, he was absolutely so glorious, he knew something was wrong. Then Nebuchadnezzar came to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and he spoke and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth from the midst of the fire. Now, if that had been me, I'd have just said, hey, King, the fire's great. Come on in. Come right on in here with us. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was not burned, and King Nebuchadnezzar knew he couldn't go into that fire because he didn't have the faith, and he had seen his men that was going to throw these three men in. He saw them consumed. And then it says in verse 27, and the princesses and governors and captains and all the counselors and all these other things saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. There was not even the smell of smoke on these three young men. Then look what Nebuchadnezzar did. Then it says, Nebuchadnezzar, he spoke and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. And look what he says. Verse 29, Nebuchadnezzar said, therefore I make a decree. Now this would change any king of any nation in the world. If you were to have young men that had this kind of faith and they were to see this kind of a mighty demonstration of the power of God, you can only imagine the impact that this scene had on all these people. I mean, they will never get over this as long as they live. Praise God, because it was a tremendous, tremendous experience these men had with God. But listen to what they say, or what the king says. Therefore, since I've saw what I've seen, this God, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Wow. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Now, isn't that amazing? That here is three young men that is not going to bow down and worship the gods of this world. Far too many of us as men and women, unfortunately, that profess to be Christians, bow down to worship the gods of this world. We don't have a clue who our God really is. He is a mighty king. He is a God that will honor your faith, your spoken words, if your words line up with his words in the Word of God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in the Old Testament. They didn't even have the infilling power of the Holy Ghost that we as Christians have today. We as Christians today live on this side of the cross. We have been given all power and all authority over the forces of darkness. All. Not a little. All. The Word of God says in Luke 10:19-20, behold, I give unto you power or authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, the devil and his demons, over all the power of the enemy, and they shall in no wise hurt you. Yet, you don't have to be thankful that the evil spirits have to be subject to you, but rather be thankful because your names are written in heaven. Just think. We have all these magnificent promises and all these promises that God made us. I mean, and he made us a book full of them in the New Testament and told us who we were, what we can do, and what we could do to take his name since he defeated the forces of darkness and totally stripped them of all their power and armament when he died, arose again, and went back to the Father in heaven. He said, now all power in heaven and earth has been given to me. And he says, it gives me great pleasure to give you, my children, the kingdom. Isn't that amazing? He's given us the kingdom. He has given us everything we need to defeat the forces of darkness and to win the battle that he defeated the devil so we could win the battle. The battle's been won. All we got to do is stand on the word. Do you realize that by faith you don't never have to be sick? By faith you don't never have to be lost? By faith you don't never have to give place to the devil? By faith you can walk holy before God, and the blood of Jesus continuously cleanses you from all unrighteousness? Now then, I didn't believe these things for a long time. But when I realized this God that I serve is a faith God, and when I walk in obedience to his word, walk in love, my faith will work. And then when I speak his words from his book out loud with my mouth, he shows up to do great and mighty things. Now, learning these things and learning the kind of faith that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had, that's how a few years ago when my granddaughter and another little girl were on their deathbed with a terminal injury because of a car wreck, and especially my granddaughter, they said it's impossible for my granddaughter to live. It's impossible. Her brain stem was severed. Her eyes were disconnected from her brain. Her face was crushed. Lungs crushed. Right knee crushed. Left leg broken two places. Every doctor said it's over. She can't live. I took the promises of God in the New Testament. I began to stand on those promises. I began to quote those promises. And I've got a complete 3-hour teaching on this and showing you exactly everything I did. And those tapes, those two 90-minute tapes, will show you every scripture and everything I used, how I brought them two little girls back from the dead and healed them in the name of Jesus. And today, both them little girls are back in school running and playing. And it's amazing what God's Word does. When they told me my granddaughter could not live, absolutely impossible for her to live, today, her eyesight is back, her legs are working, arms are working, and she's in school running and playing. That's what you can do if you have faith and you believe God's Word. It still remains to be seen what God can do with a man that believes this book. Unfortunately, there's never been one since Jesus. There's been some that got close, but not anybody that has mastered it. But we should be working on it. If you want these teachings free and postpaid, give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order them free and postpaid.